Around cattle country on the Southeast AgNet, well, Florida cattlemen from across the state were at the Capitol Wednesday to talk with legislators about the various issues that will affect their operations. Budget cuts were among those issues, as many are concerned about cuts to both IFAS and the Department of Agriculture. I was able to catch Commissioner of Agriculture Charles Bronson, who told me it's still a question as to how all of this is going to play out.
I'm going to start walking around the Capitol with both of my pants pockets out to show them I have nothing left. But, you know, they're in a tough position. The Constitution says we cannot spend more than we take in. We're certainly not taking in as much as we had in the past. We're down, if you count the $3 billion this year, we're down almost $7 billion in our state budget in the last 3 years.
You don't know what's going to happen in the Ag Department yet, but there will be cuts.
Oh, there will be some cuts. I mean, we know that. We know we're going to have to do our part. We're going to try to do it in the most efficient, effective way as we can and not hurt the department's ability to do their job. But we know we're going to have to take cuts.
Jim Strickland, president-elect of the Florida Cattlemen's Association, said whether it's the budget or any other of the many issues discussed, this was a very important visit for the cattle industry.
We're up here working for you. If you're down there in the counties and you're a county president, if you're not here, we're up here for you. We're working on all the legislation that's going to affect our water quality, our animal rights, taxation issues. We're here representing you.
Members of the Florida Cattlemen's Association, along with members of Southeast Milk Incorporated, were actually able to take part of the legislative session as it occurred on Wednesday afternoon. About 125 members of both groups were on hand to talk with legislators from across the state. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.